This is the Technical Difficulties. We're playing Citation Needed. Joining me today, he reads books. You know, it's Chris Joel.
Hey, up.
Everybody's favourite, Gary Brannan. Gary Brannan.
Here's a thought. Earlier today, Noel Edmonds was entirely naked. Just imagine.
And standing in for Matt Gray, the man from the south, Will Seward.
Hello. I'm not from Yorkshire.
Get him out.
Oh.
In front of me, I've got an article from Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right to the point, and a ding, and a special prize for particularly good answers, which is... And today we are talking about Julie Daubigny. Daubigny.
This is it. 40 minutes of this trying to be with us.
To be fair, I am not French.
And if, no I, way,
were,
really?
If I were English, I'd pronounce this as Daubigny. But I think it's Daubigny.
Daubigny sounds fine.
Daubigny, yeah. Yes. Better known as Mademoiselle Maupin. I'm not French. It's a French article. I'll be honest, it's downhill from here.
The whole thing's not in French, is it?
No, it's not. M-A-U-P-I-N.
P-I-N.
Maupin.
Maupin.
Was she a mistress of Louis the 14th?
It's a long list if it is, let's face it.
Born to Gaston Daubigny, a secretary to the master of the horse for King Louis the 14th.
Okay.
It's not
okay.
Close enough to have a point, but...
Yeah, yeah,
secretary certainly. For a horse, would you believe?
Take that down and read it back. Sir, I know it's very sad, but why the long face? Hey.
You're absolutely right that she was a mistress, but to a count. So I'm going to give you a point for that. To the count. Oh, God.
A mistress to.
French names. Count Darmanac.
Darmanac.
Tom, what have you done to yourself?
It's not gone well.
Darmanac. Go on.
Became a mistress by the age of 14, because pre-French Revolution. But by that point, she had learned a lot of things by learning alongside the court pages.
Okay.
Is that an artful euphemism?
No, it's not.
Is it an artless euphemism?
No, her father trained the court pages, so what did Julie learn alongside them?
Words.
I'll give you a point.
Numbers.
Yep. Reading's
standing
there.
Very still. Going, ooh, at the right moment when the king comes in.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Polishing pointy bits of gold chairs.
There's a couple of other skills that a page would have in those days.
Carrying things. Something putting things down.
Something a little more violent.
Punching. Swording.
Yes.
Swording.
Yes.
Which is an artless euphemism.
Swording.
She learned to fence... and then dressed as a boy from an early age. She got involved with an assistant fencing master. The police were then looking for him to arrest him. What had he done?
You know he's got a sword in his hand?
Yeah.
You know he waves it around in a violent fashion?
Mm.
Did he, perchance and taking a punt, did he stab someone?
Yes. I'm looking for something specific here. What might be a reason for stabbing someone pre-revolution?
Being slightly upset.
In which case you would do what?
Oh, a duel.
Stab him! A duel, you'd fight a duel.
Yes, the man she was involved with killed a man in an illegal duel, so they fled the city to Marseille. How did she earn her living on the way south?
Fighting for money.
Yes. Giving fencing exhibitions and also singing. She was a talented singer.
Singing and fencing at the same time would be a hell of an act, wouldn't it?
Opera. Which I believe had been invented at that point.
And not only that, she joined an opera company, have a point.
For full operatic effect, did she die of tuberculosis at the end?
We've seen very different versions of Aida.
Made it to Marseille. Grew bored of her
Not
her
what
lover.
I thought you were going to say.
Grew bored of this humdrum, dull life of opera singing and fencing.
Decided to become an accountant.
Yeah.
She ran away somewhere... She ran away with someone.
To Nice. With a man from Nice.
Right, you are wrong about Nice, and you are also wrong about man.
With a woman?
Yes.
From a place that isn't Nice.
Not giving you a point for that, but it's Avignon, so yes.
Oh, I was going to say Poitiers, so close.
But she was running away because the girl was sent away by her parents. Where was the other girl sent to?
A convent?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely awesome. Right. So she followed... entering the convent and...
with swords. Let's face it, you get in most places if you turn up waving swords around singing opera.
No, she went into the convent and then tried to free her lover from the convent.
This is a hell of an opera in itself.
It is. I like to think that everybody's singing all the way through this.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's a full-on Rodgers and Hammerstein. There.
Could we talk through the plan, the scheme that she went through, the heist that she pulled? And it's quite a dark heist.
Did it involve swords?
To get
swords?
Her and her lover out of the convent.
But did the nuns have swords?
Not to my knowledge.
blood tradition.
Frankly, Sister Act 3 is not amazing.
Then it should have been a very easy heist. She...
Give me my lover, or I'll chop you all to pieces.
Yeah.
As negotiating tactics go, it's normally successful, I find.
Well, they were trying to cover their tracks. What kind of scheme would you pull to do that?
You would pretend to be a doctor. And you'd say, this nun has a terrible disease. All of you will get the disease. She must come with me immediately. And the nuns would go, oh, a doctor has said so. And then the doctor would also have a sword. And they...
Yeah.
And they were listening because he was singing.
And then we have the interval. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. No.
She would pretend to be a policeman. And she would say, this nun has committed a terrible crime.
Oh, no.
She must come with me immediately.
But she was charged in absentia for kidnapping, body snatching and arson. So based on that, that was the heist.
Oh, shit. So you take a dead body, replace your lover with it, then burn the whole place down to cover the tracks. Damn!
What worries me is that your mind went straight to that. Does this count as a confession?
There's no DNA evidence, darling.
She escaped from that. The affair lasted 3 months before the girl returned to her family and then she left for Paris. What happened in Paris? I'm deliberately phrasing that vaguely because it's kind of a repeat.
Did she dig up the entire Père-Lachaise cemetery?
It's not a repeat of that.
Paris to the
it's
ground.
It's a repeat of something we've already talked about.
Something with swords.
Yes, definitely.
She's sword thing on this lady, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Catastrophic juggling accident.
Oh, did she challenge someone to a duel?
Yes, you're absolutely right. She was insulted by a young nobleman, fought a duel with him, put a blade through his shoulder.
Whoa!
Awesome.
Was he pinned to a tree in a car?
No, it's just a vicious injury. That's the cartoon thing where he's going, well, this is inconvenient. I'm stapled to this tree now.
I'll fight with the other arm.
Cool thing about duels. Dueling is really addictive. Bismarck, I think, when he was a student, he was also addicted to dueling. And he would walk...
A bit unfair, though. 6 14-inch guns against a man with a sword.
Well, no, kind of... Like, he'd walk around the street wearing two cudgels, 6 pistols and 2 swords and a dressing gown. And he'd wander around going, yeah, fight me, fight me.
That's
I'm
a
Bismarck.
Very different Big Lebowski, isn't it?
Dueling, once it got later, was a really formal event.
Yes.
Like, they would... Well, what would they be wearing?
You're normally just in a shirt, aren't you, as I understand
No, we're
it.
Talking much... For this, at least, much later. This is, you know, German military, 19th century.
Oh, you're full kit, no doubt. Armour? Well, you wouldn't be in armour. You wouldn't have armour at that point. You have a breastplate.
Didn't the sort of early German thing that you duelled growing up, or you fenced growing up to get good...
Scars.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yes, you're absolutely right. They would fight with a mask and a thick... scarf or thing.
You could only get this bit.
You could only get that bit. So it was essentially ritual scarification.
Awesome.
Scars were judged by Otto von Bismarck to be a sign of bravery, and men's courage could be judged, and there's a quote here, by the number of scars on their cheeks.
Oh, cracking.
Did he specify which cheeks?
Oh! How would you do it? Where? I just got this image of the sword.
I see. I got a very wrong idea about this.
I just got two men backing up against each other with a sword, kind of. Boom, boom.
We're so
only
brave.
One end of the sword would go thunk. The other one would go.
Oh. It's more the thought of Bismarck stood there in his dressing gown, cudgels, hand grenades, and cannon, and someone else reverses, bent over around the corner. Well, we're doing it this way, fair enough. I've never been beaten by a more worthy adversary. At which point it turns out the guy's got a cannon up there.
Scars, for God's sake. Scars were usually targeted to the left profile.
Okay. Oh, look at you with your I'm handsome for 19th century warring Germany thing.
You know what? I'll take that. I will take that.
It does explain the haircut.
And the pickle halber. Can we have a big thing that goes across the bottom of the screen and it says, do not try this at home?
Yes. I think...
Unless someone has insulted you and you want a duel, in which case that's fine, but remember we mean the other cheeks. Yeah?
So, yes, going back, so pre-French Revolution, yep. back to Julie, who... Yes. Who was not dueled for that, who dueled by stabbing someone with a sword.
This doesn't sound much like a duel. This much more sounds like a very quick stabbing.
She was a very good duelist, by all accounts.
Well, excellent, obviously, yeah.
He was Louis-Joseph d'Albert Loines, son of the Duke of Loines.
He killed my father. Prepare to die.
Quite the opposite. One of his companions came to offer his apologies.
Resurrected my father. Prepare to live.
Okay, when I say the opposite, I'm meaning more general terms. It was more that they certainly weren't enemies after this.
Is there more about the, just before we go into this guy, is there more about him other than this incident? Because I would hate to be myself, one of those people in history is only remembered as being the guy that got stabbed through a shoulder, potentially stuck to a tree by that lady that pretended to be a nun who sang opera that burnt the convent down. Because that's not a great way to be remembered, let's face it.
For one thing, you can't write all that on just the one tombstone.
Both sides.
There is not another reference in here. This appears to be the one reference to the man in history.
How do they remember me? Oh, you're kidding! Come on!
But if it hadn't been that, he would have been remembered for being the innately hilarious son of the Duke of Loines.
Yeah.
I'm probably mispronouncing that.
I'm choosing to believe you're not.
It's L-U-Y-N-E-S, so if there's any French speakers in here who can...
Loines.
Loines it is there. Duke of Loines. There's no advance from the audience.
What happened, though, after that? After he recovered? By the way, and after he sent his apologies...
Oh, good man. I imagine he went ow quite frequently for a while. Did his golf take some time to recover? Was there physiotherapy involved?
Is this back to swording as an artless euphemism?
Did they marry?
You're closer, yes. They never married, but they became lovers and later lifelong friends.
How can you... Oh, remember that time I stabbed you in the shoulder? Oh, that's how we met.
Oh, works for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to point out, she is still... in her late teens at this point.
That's
we
nails.
Are not in the section yet that says adult life.
You know, when you're at home and you think to yourself, how is my life going? Do you ever hear articles like this and think, I have not achieved enough in life? How old was she? Her late teens. By 19, at no point had I tried to burn a convent down with a corpse inside it.
She is somewhere between 17 and 20 at this point.
Oh, that's different. By 19, I was all about that, yeah.
She was hired by the Paris Opera.
In full knowledge that she was pretty handy while she was doing it.
Oh, no, it was a doorman.
Oh, yeah. Do you imagine just a minute when she got appointed at the opera, the CRB check she must have had when he got in? What do we have? Well, a little bit of shoplifting when you were 12. I'm sure that's all done now. Burning down a convent and stealing a body but to burn down said convent. Now, that was
She only set the room on fire. She didn't burn down the entire convent.
Oh, that's all right, then.
5 years later, she's still the talk of Paris. She's still... still well known. Thank you for those effects. At a society ball, there was a scandal.
Turned up as a bloke, left with a woman, reverted to being a woman, burnt the place down when somebody said, "Oi."
One of those things is right, but it was a broad
yep.
blunderbus attempt there. Yep. So let's try Gary.
Singing opera, throws sword, stabs man, room on fire.
None of those. Ah. So based on those two...
Come on, Will.
She pretended to be a doctor. And she went around the ballroom going, everyone here has a terrible disease. You must all come with me.
What I like about it, in my imagination, she's dressed as an opera singer. She's got swords down each leg, so she's a bit stiff in walking and has a stethoscope.
Chris, you actually said vaguely the right words there. She kissed a young woman at a society ball. What happened immediately after that?
She had a duel with the entire society ball.
Yeah, she was challenged to duels by three separate noblemen, so I'll give you a point for
that. What did she do that night?
Beat them all in duels. What was illegal in Paris at that point?
Dueling more than two people in an evening. It was considered greedy.
Just dueling in particular. So she now has to flee Paris... because she's also wanted there.
Ed, say it, mate. Say Marseille now. I think we're going there.
I think she went to Marseille.
Brussels.
Oh!
rejoins the opera. And the final years of her career here were spent in a relationship with, who?
Anyone brave enough.
Madame la Marquise de Flansa. Again, butchering all the French in here.
Yeah. Well, that's what she was doing with the swords, to be honest. That's taking time.
That's excellent.
Ugly four that just reached the roof, yeah.
On her death, she was inconsolable. She retired from the opera and then took refuge where?
Not a convent.
She died at the age of 33, has no known grave, and is a legendary figure.
That window needs just a gentle tap on it now, doesn't it? And the point of a sword just to come out.
So, at the end of the show, congratulations. Will, you win this one.
Yay!
You win a Greek philosopher's Mexican salamander speed control.
Oh. It is... Oh, Aristotle axolotl something throttle.
Yes! An Aristotle axolotl throttle. Congratulations, Will. With that, we say thank you to Chris Joel.
Hey! Hey.
To Gary Grannan. Hey. To Will Seaward. I've been Tom Scott, and we'll see you next time. Good night!